This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The holidays can be overwhelming, even for those who are used to them. Imagine what they're like for people encountering, for the first time, the marathon shopping, blizzards of lights, and gift gorging. This week, we're visiting with new arrivals to this country who have never experienced the American holiday season. Today's first holidays in the U.S. story is of Bantu Muslims from Somalia, now settling in Salt Lake City, where NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
What could be more confusing about the holidays to someone completely new to our culture than a mall crowded with shoppers?
Come here, you want to look at Santa Claus? We want to look at Santa Claus real quick.
Mary Ann Jones tries to herd four Somali Bantu children toward the Santa Claus Corral in Salt Lake City's Crossroads Plaza. But the kids are distracted by a guy in a bear suit, wearing a basketball jersey and shorts, and shooting confetti out of a cannon.
We're just peeking at Santa right now. I'm not sure we even understand Santa. Okay, never mind with Santa Claus. Maybe on the way back.
The kids don't seem to mind missing Santa, because they're walking away with posters given to them by the mascot for the Utah Jazz basketball team. They and their mother and the baby boy she carries follow Jones and her family as they weave through the crowd to the street.
We're going to go across the street to the Temple Square, and that's where all the lights are in the trees. That's what we're going to go look at, the lights in the trees.
Okay.
And on the buildings.
Okay.
Eyes widen at the sea of Christmas lights. I asked 12-year-old Mustafa Barake, the lone English speaker in the family, to ask his mother Hajo what she thinks, but he refuses to translate until he remembers the bear.
Where did my auntie go?
This bear, yeah.
What did your mom say?
He looked like a monkey.
It's not just the jazz band and Santa and a sky filled with lights that are new to the Somali Bantu. There are basic things like frigid cold, doors, socks, flush toilets, rent, safety, refrigerators, jobs, school, and plentiful food. These are people in the midst of an exodus of biblical size, from refugee camps in Kenya to American neighborhoods. 12,000 people in all, 600 in Salt Lake City alone, almost all since last Christmas.
My name is Awad Gure, and I'm one of the Somali Bantus, and actually I work as an interpreter for the Somali Bantu kids.
How old are you?
Myself, I'm 19 years old.
And where were you before you came here?
Actually, it takes like some hours to tell about, you know, where I was, but let me just summarize.
The journey that ends with the holidays in Utah began with slavery in Somalia. That was 200 years ago, when Bantus were taken from tribal homelands in Tanzania and Mozambique to Somali plantations. Even after slavery, Bantus suffered.
Bantus were not allowed to go to school. Bantus were not allowed to do, like, you know, businesses. Bantus were not allowed to take part in the senior positions of the government of Somalia. And also, later on, when the civil war broke, we were defenseless, and they used to kill the Bantus who were above 18. What I can remember was just, like, you know, a lot of bullets and a lot of, you know, heavy artillery guns. The Somalis were, you know, raped my mom in front of me, and what I did was just, like, crying, and I did nothing else, so that's how things used to be.
The Somalian civil war forced Bantus to flee to refugee camps in Kenya, where work, money, and food were scarce, and attacks continued. There were efforts to find African homes for the Bantus during a decade in the camps, but land for refugees is scarce. So the United States offered resettlement in 50 American cities and towns. Here the Bantus find extensive support, but few jobs, because most don't speak English yet. The holidays provide help and inspiration, says Awad Gore.
The needs for the Somali Bantus in this place are very great, and we can't cover. Nobody can cover. That's why if they get a lot of gifts today, and then they will try to learn also how to give gifts to anybody who is in need, maybe in future.
For Somali Bantu kids, the holidays are fun, like at the Winterfest party at Woodrow Wilson School in suburban Salt Lake City. In this Christmas version of musical chairs, eight kids jam into seven seats. Two Bantus are among them, circling and laughing with the other kids, Santas painted on their cheeks. Awad circulates among the other Bantu children, trying to explain candy canes, chocolate Santas, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, and snowmen. He's greeted with puzzled looks and is sometimes puzzled himself.
Ourselves, we don't even understand what Santa Claus is. So what is it actually?
Oh, you don't understand what Santa
Claus
is?
Yeah, I don't understand myself.
Santa is the mythical figure who's believed to bring presents to children at Christmas time.
Okay.
And young children believe Santa is real.
It's real?
Yeah.
Another interpreter tells us that the younger Bantu children were scared when they were introduced to Santa the day before, until they realized, he says, that Santa was just a human being who had decorated himself. Religion and raised expectations make the explanations even more complicated, says Carrie Pender, who works with refugee children at the school.
And I don't want to push any religion on them. They're Muslim, so we try to leave the religious aspect out of it and just go with Santa Claus. And then I feel bad. Sometimes I wonder, should I be telling them that? Because, you know, they're not going to be celebrating Christmas at their house. So Santa Claus may not come to their house. So it's very difficult.
Back at Temple Square, a harmonica player plays for coins as Mary Ann Jones also worries about Santa and gifts and disappointment, especially when Bantu kids see their classmates at school after the holidays.
I mean, they come back from holiday break with new toys, new clothes, new shoes, and having received them at Christmas. And I would feel terrible if these children came back to school and all of their classmates had a new toy or a new outfit. And they had nothing, so we're going to make sure that they get a holiday gift when they go back to school in January. They don't feel left out.
At least one Bantu family has Christmas lights and silver garland lining the walls of their apartment, but they're not celebrating Christmas. The family bought the decorations because they're festive, to celebrate the end of Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting. The family's been too busy to take them down, I'm told.
That's Santa Claus. Santa Claus brings presents. Santa Claus is good.
It's very good.
Back at the shopping mall, Mary Ann Jones makes one last attempt to introduce the Barake family to Santa Claus, but Mustafa is still distracted.
Where's the bear?
The bear's gone.
He's done? Where's the bear?
The bear was obnoxious.
He went home. But Santa's still here.
Where is he?
Do you want candy
canes? Yeah.
Mustafa continues to ask about the bear. Mary Ann Jones is persistent, turning to his sister Fatuma.
Did you see Santa Claus? Do you know who Santa Claus is?
Fatuma seems bewildered. Everyone heads back to the car, fists holding candy canes and Utah Jazz posters, and memories holding who knows what about a first American Christmas. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Have you ever seen Santa Claus before, Mustafa? No? No, first time.
Photos of the Somali Bantu family at the lights of Temple Square are at NPR.org. Tomorrow, a Congolese doctor makes a new home for himself in Vermont.